Were you going to talk about 3D modeling tonight, today?
Yeah, we have a really special guest here today. Quinn Gunter is with us. And you can give us some bells on that. And Quinn recently built her own 3D printer. And I thought that would be really fun for everybody to hear about that process and maybe tell us. There's probably some people listening who don't know much about 3D printers and what they do exactly. So welcome, Quinn. Okay, that's okay, but you know more than me, so let's find out. How did you decide to build a 3D printer?
There's a club in Seattle called the Woof Club, the Washington Open Object Fabricators, and they just sit around and talk and play with 3D printers all day long. Kind of their thing.
Wolf, like W-O-O-F? Or
yeah, wolf.
Like a dog, wolves.
Uh-huh.
Not the wolf that cry. On the... Nice.
Uh-huh.
And so you hung out with them? And
yep, hung out with them for a little while. And saw what they did, decided to make one.
Oh yeah? What's the most important part of a 3D printer?
Well, your computer that hooks up to it.
Okay, so it doesn't include crystals or anything like that.
Nope.
No crystals.
No crystals. There's a couple of motors.
Could someone that has a 3D printer print out parts that you could then use to make yours?
Actually, they have something like that. Where they call it riprap, making your own 3D printer, which is, you can do it, but there are metal rods and that kind of thing and copper wires and all kinds of things that you can't make with a 3D printer, but you can make all of the bits that stick every on to all the other bits and the extruder and that kind of thing.
Are you asking about a machine self-replicating itself? That's deep. What do we have to read?
Yeah, you still need a person to actually put it together.
Okay.
I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
They can't just build themselves. It'd be creepy.
Yeah. So what have you made so far with your printer?
I haven't made anything. So far with my printer yet.
Mm-hmm. You just made the printer.
I've just made the printer.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge first step,
I suppose.
I have some friends and they like to hang out and make parts for their cars, you know, because they have these old cars. So they basically, if they had a 3D printer, they would probably use that. But now they're just melting and doing castings and old-fashioned 3D printing, I guess, by making sand molds. Uh-oh, she's got the magic cigar.
Well, what would be the first thing you dream of printing, making with your printer?
I think chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can play with the extruder and make it print chocolate instead of plastic.
I need this printer. This printer is of mighty need. Tell me more.
Wow, it's like Willy Wonka world.
Chocolate. Exactly.
All of a sudden.
It's like my dream to print chocolate.
Yeah. It's just what it is. It's just substituting plastic for chocolate. So you just build. Whatchamacallit.
That's amazing.
Build your object.
The things I could make.
Yeah, that's pretty intriguing, right? So how big is the printer itself?
A foot, maybe a bit more.
Oh.
What do you think, Mom?
Wow, so it's very, like, just fits on your tabletop.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
About that big.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Makes it a little bit wobbly because how thin it is.
Mm.
You just take the flat bit that you print stuff onto and flip it up, and then it's really very thin.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of inches.
Oh, did they notice the ragged little boy came out of the kennel? The ragged little boy. Is it the time for our next song?
Yes.
The thrice song.
Came out of the shadows, the biggest little boy came out of the shadows, the biggest little boy came out of the shadows.